Welcome to the Commonwealth Minute. Here's your host, Richard Nelson.
The IRS says that pastors can now endorse candidates. A lawsuit by the National Religious Broadcasters Association said that pastors' speech is clearly chilled because they are not free to proclaim their views on issues of the day, and then compare those views with the views of the candidates. The policy restricting political speech from the pulpit was known as the Johnson Amendment, and it was a clear violation of the First Amendment's freedom of speech and freedom of religion. The IRS's reversal corrects this. Now, even while it may not be prudent for pastors to endorse from the pulpit, it is certainly their obligation to teach what the Bible says about politics, society, and moral issues. This new IRS policy simply makes it clear that they're free to do so.
Find us on Facebook and Twitter at CPC4Kentucky and on the web at commonwealthpolicycenter.org.